Dustin Bufflin suggested a question we thought was okay. How are the new guys?
They're good. Yep, we like them.
What have you thought of their play so far?
Well, so two tough opponents. The game in Nashville and Detroit, different styles of hockey, but there's no room to play on. Really pleased with Tyler's, presence in our end of the ice. His stick broke up a lot of plays. I think you saw a little more opportunity in Detroit to jump into some holes, and it surprises you how quick a big man can get. He can get into that middle very quick. He skates so very well. But his decision-making on when to go, and in Nashville, there just wasn't a lot of room to, so you didn't see it. He wasn't forcing it. Drew's got real good hands, and he's on the puck well, and he can make some plays in short areas. I think the thing I like the most is how excited they are to be here. I mean, they're just really happy to be here. They know a bunch of guys in the room. Drew especially knows all the guys from the Minnesota area very well, so it's been a seamless fit in a very short period of time.
Chemistry is obviously big when you're bringing new guys in. How do you think they're fitting into the room and fitting into the system?
Really well. We were able to insert them into holes. So Zach leaves and was playing with Toby. Tyler comes in, and they both look like they've got an interest in playing with each other. And Drew on the right side let us move some people around a little bit on the right. It's been really good. It hasn't been quiet, which is what you're hoping for. The guys come in. They're not off on their own. They look like they've been around this group for a while.
Last time we were in here, you talked about the fact that the way that the Jets play, it's not natural for a team to want to go out and grind it as hard as that. Is it becoming more natural now for the team?
Well, we had a little block there coming out of the break that we weren't good, and we were off a step with it. We like to think that in the last six games it's come back. Starting with our game in Vancouver at the end of a tough trip, that we've had our pace back and our quickness back, and now they look like they're ready to do it. Chicago, it's a different style of game, but Chicago, Colorado especially, because we hadn't won a game in six and we were feeling it at that point, but the Minnesota team is playing a hard game to play against, and then, into Nashville, into Detroit, those games demand that. So there's our challenge to tonight. Again, a different style of offense from the other team, but we really have to make sure that we're making those last games true, that what we believe is true.
Paul, the Oilers have been on the road for a while. Is there a key to jumping on them early, a team that's been, road weary?
Well, they're going to come in real focused here. They had played, had a big win. Those games in Montreal can change it. You get a big win in there, and it's such a great hockey atmosphere. Tough night in Ottawa, and they'll, because of the change, they'll address it, and they'll be ready to roll right out of the gate in this building. And we're at the end of kind of playing every second night for a little while. So it'll be a good test here.
Paul, you hinted about maybe reuniting Blake and Scheifele for a while now. What goes into the timing? I know the arrival of Stafford would help, but...
Yeah, part of it was being on the road and thought about doing it in the Nashville game. They were running Gostad against Little and Shea Weber's out, and so they were a little easier to check all three. But beyond that, Mark has a really interesting way of being able to, he changes his game depending on the people that are with him. As soon as Blake went there, all of a sudden you started to see an awful lot of speed from Mark. And prior to that, playing more like Maddie, there was a lot of short area plays. Both good games. Always not scoring as much as he'd like, but I'm really happy with Mark's at in the last four or five games. And having a different look on both line. Blake's speed is something that the other coaches take notice of. It's something that you have to be aware of in terms of who your back end is going out them. Not having him with Little and Ladd means that you have to make a decision.
You've used it for a while now with the rotation. Why go away from it tonight?
Just like the fight in Mike's game, the rotation for me was more a function of our schedule than anything else. We had two really tough blocks. It also was working, so we stayed with it. Whether it's Mike or it's Pav, our schedule says after tonight, we've got five blocks of 2 days of practice. We haven't had anywhere near that this year. Like, we're going to have five full practices over the next 4 weeks. I know that doesn't sound like much, but for us, that's an awful lot, which means one of the goalies may get to play a little bit more. which one I don't know. I really liked the fight in Hutchie's game.
Paul, have you noticed a great difference in Blake's game at home compared to on the road in terms of scoring chances, because there's such an imbalance of his goals on the road and at home?
No, I haven't noticed a difference in style of play ever with him. As a matter of fact, he would be the guy, Brian Little, I mean, a lot of guys work hard, don't get me wrong, but Blake's effort level and style of play for me is probably the most consistent of all our forwards. So I know the numbers say what they say, but there's so much more to what he does for us. I think he's been really consistent in all buildings.
And I mean, just go back to Saturday night, just from a team concept and an individual concept, how important was it to have that first win after the trade and also to have those guys involved offensively from a confidence aspect moving forward?
So they come in and they want to prove themselves, right? They want to get to be a part of it as fast as they possibly can be. And having them both do it on a night against a really good team, a real strong team at home, now they get to walk in the room and they're a part of it. They're not waiting to help. So it's good for their confidence. And then a win on that, you know, I mean, you start asking in the room, you know, how good could we be with these new guys? So we played a really good game in Nashville. Like that was a man's game start to finish, and we were strong in the second half of it again. And you need to get a good feeling. You need a result to say that you're better. You know, it's like a goal scorer. You can tell him he's getting chances, but he's got to put a puck in the net. You can say you're playing well, and you are, but you got to win a game. And we're hopeful of that game gives us that confidence, so we keep asking that question that always pushes you, you know, can we be better than we are?
Paul, considering you like Michael Hutchinson's fight and you just kind of hinted that you'd like to see maybe one goalie get more games, would you like to see Michael kind of take over the reins?
Not unless it's out of stellar performance. Don't care who it is, either one. If we have to roll them to keep them at that level, then we'll do that. But it wouldn't matter to me, either one. They both, you know, the save that that Pav made on Wilson in front of the net in Nashville, that's a huge, huge save. So he did a lot of good things in that game. But I think Mike's got lots of confidence right now, feels good about his game, and we'll think about it before every game.